it's time. It is that time. Time for Styles and Watkins.
You can join the show by texting 916-339-1140. Find us on YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140.
It's time for Alan Styles and Chris Watkins.
Yes, yes, yes. On a Friday, Styles and Watkins. Sactown Sports. If it's a payday Friday for you, well, enjoy. If it's not, keep trucking. It must be next Friday. As we take you up to 2 p.m., Nate Littlefield behind the glass. He's going to be rocking it out with us. Our dog segment at about 1:30 as we get you ready for King Suns. Chris Watkins about to take off to Vegas to see his Minnesota Vikings against the Raiders. Yeah. And I would say Antonio Pierce, you know, started the Cinderella thing is starting to cool off a bit.
It definitely is.
I would say that Josh Dobbs, be careful. I could see, it's been a little bit, you know, he hasn't been running as much, kind of cooled off a bit. Yeah. This could be a shady good game for Josh Dobbs. I like the Raiders defense, but I would say running the football wise, don't sleep on Josh Dobbs kind of going back to what he did the last couple weeks. Last week it felt like he wanted to kind of stay in the pocket. I think they did a good job containing him, but he might break out. Out for you this weekend.
I mean, do I even need to say it? Like, Justin Jefferson is coming back, y'all. Like, I don't think everyone understands how, I mean, it was talked about a lot how ridiculous what Josh Dobbs was doing when he initially first came to Minnesota, but he did it without the most explosive weapon in football. And while, yes, it's been fun to talk about guys like, you know, all the receivers, Tyreek Hill, Addison, and even guys on the Vikings who have stepped up, absolutely, but Justin Jefferson is one of the best players. If not, I would argue at points, I really do believe he is one of the best players in the NFL. He's going to change the way that Vikings offense looks, and it's been rough to watch. I've seen a lot of people in Vikings Twitter circles say to watch Josh Dobbs, the Pastronaut, lose his pee. And you know, it's been rough, but it's also easy to forget that they have done all of this without the best, in my opinion, the best receiver in football, even including Tyreek Hill. I think Justin Jefferson is just a ridiculous playmaker, and I think it's going to be a long day for the Raiders.
Vikings offense
is crazy.
Yeah, I think it's a good conversation because you do have two guys in Davante Adams and Justin Jefferson.
Man.
Davante Adams, I mean, I don't know if it was career suicide going to the Raiders, but he should be in that conversation.
And I think
he's not anymore because he's in Vegas and with Aiden O'Connell trying to figure that whole situation out. So there's a soft rule in radio these days where you're not supposed to talk about your fantasy team because nobody really cares
about your
But I'm going to break that anyway because you brought up Justin Jefferson.
Sure.
And I held on, Chris. Yep. I held on just like Drizzy. Just hold on. We're going home. And I was third, I think, in my league, second or third. I held on for about a couple weeks. Now, I don't really
Similar story.
I don't really play fantasy to begin with. The buys hit, I was not on top of it. That's really when the season starts, right? When the buys hit, I did not handle it well. Justin Jefferson, as I get back Jonathan Taylor, Justin Jefferson goes out and he's gone. I am now in second to last place. And now, so you're telling, I stopped paying attention. He's coming back.
He's coming back.
And it doesn't matter
to
me
matter
now.
For
I'm
anybody
cooked.
In fantasy.
I'm cooked. Yeah. I'm cooked, man.
I'm in a similar boat, trust me. I had a couple leagues where I had Justin Jefferson as my guy, obviously. And it definitely, there was a couple of those teams where I was sitting pretty at 5-1, 6-1, and then Jefferson goes down and I'm 7-6.
It's a wrap. Maybe it's not a wrap, but we got to run the table now.
We got to figure it out.
And the Vikings kind of have to run
the table.
Yeah,
it's about peaking at the right time, right?
Right, exactly. We want to be playing our best ball in December.
Exactly.
Okay, not November or October.
Nope.
And we will tell you this much, the Pacers are playing their best ball right now.
Sheesh.
And I know I've sat here and I've congratulated the NBA on what seems to be a wildly successful event in the in-season tournament. I'm going to continue to do it because last night was box office, as Stephen A. would say. It was box office, all right? And Halliburton, we're going to get into him a little bit more here after the break, but that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You have my guy. I really don't know why he's my guy. Bobby Portis calling out calling out his team, right? Calling out the Bucks.
The coach.
The coach.
He stepped up to the
after
coach.
After an in-season L,
that's
right?
Crazy.
This is real.
It matters.
And you have Damian Lillard. We'll have that sound for you as well. Damian Lillard going on to say, hey, you know, I appreciate him doing the Dame time celebration, but be careful and don't feel yourself too much because things can change.
I was just waiting for a beat to drop.
It was a little confusing,
I was like, okay.
Right? Because I said, wasn't this a little contradictory? And somebody said, no, don't just read it, listen to it. And then I listened to it. And it sounded the same.
It definitely is contradictory because he's like, yeah, hey, man, in a weird way, that is respect. He is showing respect by saying, like, I know what Dame usually does in these moments.
Right.
But at the same time, make sure you're humble in those moments because I won't forget that. And it's like, well, okay, is it respect?
I've had it done to me many a time. Are you retiring? Yeah. How old are you? You're 33, right?
Dame never sounded older than
I've had it done back to me many a time.
Yeah. But he's ready, man. I love Dame. Like I said, it just feels like every time when he's in that serious talk mode, like he had that moment in the bubble where, funny enough, he did turn it into a song or the intro to one of his songs.
Yeah.
It just felt like he was, again, like almost spitting lyrics.
He is a good rapper, though. He really
is. He's top tier. No, he's top
tier. He's probably the best NBA rapper of all time.
Probably, yeah. I mean,
it's a low bar.
Yeah, like, I mean, because Shaq was fun, but I don't know if he was good.
Kobe even dropped a song. A lot of people, you know, I believe JaVale McGee dropped a song as well. You'll have to search it.
Marvin Bagley.
Oh, man.
Marvin Bagley's got some raps.
Can I say something about the Dame Time celebration?
Sure.
Are we sure that's his celebration? Because wasn't Isaiah Thomas on the Celtics looking at his wrist, too? Wasn't he king of the fourth and it was IT time? I feel like a lot of people have looked at the wrist.
Yeah, well, I guess Dame specific. Because I guess Tyrese really didn't do the Dame. Because the Dame time thing is to actually tap your wrist.
He looked at his wrist.
He looked at it. But that's to your point, that's what you're saying. You're saying like it's not new to look at your wrist. I would say the Dame time specific thing would be to tap your wrist. Because you are right. Like Isaiah Thomas, when he was the king of the fourth with Boston, he did used to look at his wrist. So actually, when you kind of think about it, I mean, Tyrese might have, his intention might have been to copy Dame, but
I'm just saying, in general, it always got me because I felt like other people had looked at their wrist prior to Dame. Now, did Dame maybe take it and...
Right, that's what I'm saying. He put his spin on it. He actually taps his wrist instead of just looking at it.
I see. We know what Haliburton was trying to... Because that's similar with Steph. He's not the first person to actually do a night celebration, technically.
I can't answer that. I
just block it out when
I just... Yeah, I mean, I saw red when Steph did it. I will also say, Tyrese, not that... It's not that I feel the same emotion when Steph. I get a lot more upset. But Tyrese does have a little bit of Steph in him with, like, the showmanship of everything. It did feel a little bit like he could kind of take that mantle, not the Steph Curry best player in the league mantle or anything like that, or most dangerous, but just the guy who kind of will talk trash to you, right? Like, not talk trash, but do the antics of hey, I'm going to not be afraid to skip on your home floor. Just look like you're having a whole lot of fun and take joy in embarrassing your team.
The pops are just hilarious to me.
Pops is wild. And he's been that way forever, too.
I know, but whether it's Ja Morant, T. Morant, or Halliburton's dad.
or LeVar.
I mean, these guys are kind of part of it, and I think it helps as well just to let it be a family affair.
Yeah.
I think it helps the players' brands, and I love seeing it.
He was on with the TNT set. I saw that.
I mean, that's how it happened. Now when Ja went down, they tried to come down T's road, which I thought was unfair. I don't think T. Morant's saying, Ja, flash the blicky on Instagram Live. That's chill. I don't think that's what's happening, but, you know, kids are going to do what they do. He's trying to, Ja's going to listen to me when he bought me my house. Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
So, I thought that was kind of out of bounds, but I'm really happy for Tyrese Haliburton. We'll get into more as far as he's concerned. We're also going to talk about the bad pizza from last night, not for too long. And Suns Kings, can the Kings get it done? No KD, no Grayson Allen, no Bradley Beal. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Talking Suns Kings, talking Niners Seahawks, and talking Tyrese Haliburton. And what your feelings are when you watch him cook. Because as we've talked about, it's only going to get worse in terms of the national spotlight, the better he plays. Right now he's doing this on a national level. This is not going to go away.
Doesn't feel like it.
So just get used to it. You know, I do have a comparison here. And when you look at other teams and franchises, the NBA has been around so long that there could be some cities that are more fun than others, depending on what your fun is. Shout out to the James Hardens of the world and the Lou Williams of the world, depending on what type of fun you're looking for. But I would honestly say that NBA cities are really similar to how you look at colleges. Now, we were talking to somebody during the game, somebody in the media, and they had brought up Sonoma State, right? They had brought up Sonoma State and, you know, their kid maybe wanting to go to Sonoma State. Now, not too far from Sonoma State is Chico,
right?
And Chico, long time known
active
as a party school.
Yeah.
But anybody that went to Sonoma State would also tell you that we packed that thing too, right? Any college is going to have parties.
Right?
I mean, some schools are party schools. Shout out Arizona State, things like that. But you could find a way to have a good time at any college. And that's how I feel about NBA franchises. You can look around almost every NBA franchise, and at some point, they had some greatness that the city connected to and that you can pull from. So when I look at Tyrese Haliburton and, oh, he's in Indiana, the Midwest, he's not in a big market, how is he going to get people? If you get a place popping, things can change quickly. Who would have thought that Damian Lillard, and I know he kind of wanted to go to Miami, who would have thought Damian Lillard would have wanted to go to the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, and it was a trade, but he was open to that trade. Well, it was because Giannis is there and he changed the culture. So Giannis is, that's a different situation because that was more recent. But when I look at Tyrese Haliburton and what he's doing in Indiana, all of a sudden you're seeing Reggie Miller memes pop back up. And oh yeah, that's like the Indiana Pacer. That's the Indiana Pacers version of the early 2000s Kings.
Right, absolutely.
That you can kind of connect to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, are there more storied franchises and cooler, bigger cities you can be in? Sure. But you can have a quote-unquote good time anywhere.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, Indiana's a place where, especially for basketball, like, you could argue that's like the home of basketball. People love basketball. I mean, from the Hoosiers to, like, the – just ask Jerry Reynolds. He was sitting in this chair yesterday. He'll tell you how much Indiana and basketball are just synonymous with each other. And yeah, if you get that environment popping, I mean, that's what people say about Sacramento as well. Like the it's almost a benefit in some ways that it's a small market because you just feel the passion is different. The level of attention is different. And yeah, like you said, if you get an area popping, it's it all of a sudden becomes becomes attractive. Right. Yeah, of course, when the team's not good and there's nothing really to talk about in the city and there's no unifying purpose or goal or thing that we're all watching and rooting for, yeah, of course it's not going to be a good environment. But yeah, I think I completely agree that I think the college comparison is totally fine. You can make the best of your environment. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, yeah, I mean, if you can even uplift it to a level where it's more than satisfactory. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that being said, and how Tyrese Haliburton has been playing, I know you have some thoughts that have been going through your mind and how you've been feeling watching your boy cook.
Yeah.
Because he's cooking
it's
right
cooking.
Now.
That's the difference.
I mean, it's crazy.
Not just like, oh, okay.
Right.
Like,
this is cool.
He's a contributing member of that team, and we probably could have used that, that level of contribution. It's like, oh, no, this dude is in MVP conversations, and this, like you said up top, like, this is just the beginning of it.
If
like,
he beats
he's
LeBron,
just now getting on national television stages.
If he beats LeBron,
it's going to be nuts. I mean, it's going to be insane. I mean, the amount of talk that there's going to be, I mean, even just last night, they're starting to talk about why Tyrese is belonging in the MVP conversation, which he totally does belong in that conversation. But, you know, it feels like, and it always has felt like, the media loves Tyrese Haliburton also. They are in a rush to make this thing into a thing. Like, people love his personality. I think they love what he's about. They love just everything about him. He's a really good interview as well. And so, you know, it's been tough to watch this guy's star level, star profile rise to a level that I think at this point, in terms of just like notoriety and the amount of, I would say, the approval rating, if you will, it feels like he's even higher than De'Aaron Fox at this moment in time. Yeah. So, it's just been tough. It's been mixed emotions because I still believe that the Kings, in a way, had to do what they had to do and move on from Tyrese. But of course, I think it's natural to look at him and be jealous or envious of what could have been here and to think of how maybe the situation maybe could have worked out here. I personally have been of the belief that the two were never going to blossom to the level that they're at right now if they were together, but who knows? Maybe they could have, and it's just tough to not see Tyrese at this level and wonder if what could have been. It's just really hard, and you know, I give kudos to everyone out there who's able to just kind of separate everything and just fully enjoy Tyrese's success. I think it's awesome. I can't lie to you. It does hurt. It does give me just a little bit of the same feelings I feel towards Steph Curry, just because it is a little bit of envious and jealousy that it couldn't have been in our situation. But, you know, it's just really tough. It's a hard thing to watch just this guy succeed. I imagine it's a similar feeling to just watching like your ex
is exactly what it
break
is.
Up and then, you know, be super successful and find a handsome
and you
husband.
Broke up with them.
And then, and you broke up
you
with them.
You didn't get dumped.
Yeah.
You dumped.
You said, I don't know. I just feel like you're holding me back. And
right.
I don't know if,
revenge
if we're
body.
Making each
now
other
they, now they have
better.
Revenge body.
And now they have revenge body. And now they're way more successful in their job than they ever were with you.
Yeah.
And you're and the thing about the King situation, which makes it a little bit more nuanced, is the Kings are also fine. The Kings found somebody else that they love as well, and they're in a really happy relationship. And, you know, they just re-upped for a couple more years. They just bought a house, if you will, or got a dog or something with Domantas Sabonis. Like,
it's a nice house.
It's a nice property.
The
they're starting to settle down a little bit, you know? And so it's a really weird feeling because, yes, we are happy with what we got, but at the same time, it's hard not to look at what your ex is doing over there and not be like, dang, like could that have worked with us? Like could I have been your I don't know, whatever.
You ever watch the show Insecure?
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah,
Issa, who Stanford's finest. So Issa in the show, her boyfriend when the show starts, Lawrence, is a complete bum.
Right.
Right. He's a complete bum, and Issa says, hey, you're not going anywhere. This isn't going anywhere. I recently just rewatched the first episode, so it's fresh in my mind. We got it. This is not working out. So they break up, and then Lawrence figures his stuff out, right, and gets a good job, and she sees him. She's, wow. And throughout the show, they kind of continue to mess around, but it's just never the same. It doesn't end up – sorry, spoiler if you haven't seen the –
right.
It doesn't end up with Ethan Lawrence. Sorry. But the thing is, just looking at, you know, the relationship, what I would argue is that if Issa never dumped Lawrence, Lawrence never would have got his stuff together.
Right.
You know what I mean? So right. I don't know if Tyrese Halliburton – and De'Aaron Fox could have been this. I don't know. We'll never know. Mm-hmm. Could it have worked? We've talked to Brendan Nunez, one of our Sactown Sports Kings insiders. Yes, I think it could have worked. Would he look like this and would De'Aaron look like this? I don't think so. I think it could have worked. I think they probably would have still been successful, but it would not have looked like this specifically.
Yeah.
Not with both of them.
And the thing is, we don't know when that would have happened either.
Right.
Because, again, it wasn't a clean fit. It was going to take some time. Who knows if maybe Tyrese would have been at this level, but it wouldn't have happened until this season. And so last year would have been another wasteland where who knows what happens in the discourse of last year. If Tyrese and De'Aaron are still, you know, maybe they're figuring it out individually better, but the team still isn't as successful last year. Who knows? Maybe they still end up moving on from one of the two. There's just no way of figuring it out. But I think the biggest thing is Sabonis definitely sped up the timeline.
Yes.
To me, there was no way that where the Kings were at that point in the season, I have it written, they were 20-35 at the point in which they traded Tyrese Halliburton. That season was already lost. I don't think going into the following year where, let's not forget, you know, they traded for Sabonis, yes, at that halfway point, but then also made the trade for Kevin Huerter, brought in Malik Monk, drafted Keegan Murray. The team flipped overnight. I don't know if they would have been as aggressive in that offseason to be good. I don't know if that sense of urgency or if those same moves would have been made. So it's just a really almost impossible task to try and figure out if it would have worked.
And the question is, and we'll know eventually. The question is, did the Kings win the battle to possibly lose the war?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
None of us know. And we'll have to continue to watch and see how this thing plays out to figure it all out. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, continuing to talk in-season tournament, can Tyrese Halliburton take down LeBron and the favorable calls that we all believe that he will get, him flopping all over the place,
gosh,
taking charges? Stiles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Need to stock up on any weather wardrobe staples? Check out American Giant for hoodies, jackets, sweats, and more pieces you can wear anywhere, all made right here in the USA. Go to American-Giant.com and use code ANYSTYLE24 for 20% off your order.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Sactown Sports.
Stiles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. as we talk Kings, as we talk Suns, as we talk Niners, as we talk Seahawks. And we're talking Tyrese Halliburton here on the text line from the 916. Regarding the Halliburton trade, you have to put into context that the Kings were a 25-win team. The trade had to happen, and I wanted to keep Halliburton over Fox, but Indiana did not want the contract. So
yep.
Chris has said similar things to that, and that is what nobody's going to talk about, and it's kind of disrespectful to talk about now because De'Aaron Fox is our guy,
yep,
and we're going to ride with De'Aaron Fox. But, yeah, I think that that was part of it too, right? To get, I think the Kings felt that whoever they kept, very similar to what the Niners thought, we just got to get somebody at the top of the draft,
right,
whether it's Trae Young or Zach Wilson or whoever, and in this offense, they'll be okay. I think the Kings thought with either guy, as long as we get Sabonis and we put some pieces around him, we'll be good. Now, you know, if Indiana didn't want that contract, that's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, Tyrese is still making $3 million, like under $3 million. Like he's making minimum contract. He's still on his rookie deal, and you know, with De'Aaron, if they would have traded for De'Aaron, they have him for the duration of his current contract. But after that, it's open negotiation. With Tyrese, you have him on the rookie deal, and then you have him on the rookie extension, which is still not even close to how much De'Aaron's going to be paid. We talked about that yesterday. He's going to be making $61 million here in a couple of years. Tyrese isn't going to make anything near that for another 6 to 8 years. So it was the right choice for Indiana. You can't blame them. But, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting what if for sure. I understand why people talk about it, but that texter is definitely right, that it wasn't even the Kings – making the decision of, oh, we like De'Aaron over Tyrese. It was just Indiana was probably like, we're not going to do this deal unless Tyrese is the one involved.
Right,
this is the guy we want.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah. People had said, hey, which one?
Yeah.
Right. Right. The Kings, hey, which one? We know we need to get something back. Who are you feeling more? And that's what Indiana went with. And it's not even a knock on De'Aaron. The money just makes more sense. And we're talking about a guy in De'Aaron who won Clutch Player of the Year.
Right.
Clutch Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So the
Kings are fine with their end of that deal as well.
And what's going to happen is this thing is just going to, you know, we talk a lot about how Sabonis gets disrespected, but this is going into the direction of disrespecting De'Aaron Fox as well.
Exactly.
As if he is just, you know, some guy who's just some regular Joe point guard. When this is a guy who, like we're talking about, he will probably be eligible for the Supermax, an MVP candidate in his own right.
Yep.
Right. He just does it a different way, which really isn't too different. And I don't even know, on the other side of Halliburton, is it crazy to say that we don't even know if it's sustainable? I mean, let's see what happens to the Pacers this season.
That's what I keep saying, is it's a really fun story, but like Indiana at this point is doing what the Kings did last year, and that's more of with their offense, like it still does leave a lot to be wanted. Like they don't play defense, and specifically Tyrese Halliburton is somebody we've been talking all year long about De'Aaron's two-way ability this season really taking a leap. Tyrese Halliburton is not a good defender at all. He wasn't a good defender here in Sacramento. He still continues to not be a good defender in Indiana. Not saying that that diminishes his total greatness or anything like that, but it is a fact that he still isn't really playing like playoff winning basketball. And De'Aaron, you could argue, or at least his team isn't either, as the Kings have won just as many playoff series as Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers. But it's clear that the Kings and the style of play that De'Aaron's playing right now is getting closer to actual playoff winning basketball.
We will know so much more by the end of this season.
Yeah.
About the whole thing.
About the whole
picture. The problem is people aren't going to wait for that.
No.
So they're going to be taken
right here, right now.
And if the Pacers win,
don't let the Pacers win. Don't let the Pacers win.
You'd rather the King.
I think it's from a Kings national narrative perspective. Like the problem is if the Pacers win, it just shines a bright light on the move, because it's how did the Pacers get to this situation? Well, it started with this. And remember when we all said, and this is national media, not me, but remember when we national media said that this deal was ludicrous for the Kings to make because Tyrese Halliburton is this type of player, and Domantas Sabonis, while he's a fine player,
is at
this level, all this stuff, and he wanted to be in Sacramento, and they just dumped him to the curb. It just flashes a light, and that's not true.
The stork,
yeah,
and a
exactly,
baby.
Like a kid on a whatever. Let's not go there. It just flashes a giant light on the Kings, and if the Lakers win, it doesn't become about the Kings at all, and the Kings have beaten the Lakers twice, and so it's like, oh, you know, clearly from the Kings' perspective means a whole lot less if the Lakers win.
I want to get to this sound.
As crazy as that is the sound. I'm not saying, don't quote me as saying I'm rooting for the Lakers.
No, and I want to get to this sound, but we do have to talk about the Kings, because I know they were sitting on their nice leather couches and wherever they live, sick as a dog watching this, because The Pelicans, I mean, why
especially
did you
Sabonis.
Even...
You know Sabonis was so mad.
Oh,
he was
my
like,
God.
Oh.
This should have been us. They should have just kept flying back to New Orleans because they didn't do anything. They might as well have not gotten off the plane. But here is Shaquille O'Neal as we're talking about Tyrese Halliburton. He had some trouble with Tyrese's name.
We don't really get to see you play a lot. It was a joy watching today. I came in the green room and I told Kenny, I said, Kenny, Trey is the real deal. Question. You remind me of
a. So is Tyrese.
School. I mean, Tyrese, excuse me. You remind me of Ernie. It ain't me. It's that damn cannabis behind me. It's that cannabis behind me. Got
brother.
Me. Anyway.
That's hilarious.
Oh my
Shout
goodness.
Out Vegas. That's incredible.
The Avengers lineup just did not disappoint.
And that's why Inside the NBA is the best show on TV.
I just saw that come through, and I just thought it was hilarious because
Trey,
you know, and Ernie just, well, Trey, well, so is Tyrese.
So is Tyrese. Stop it.
Hey, we don't get to see you often, but, you know, getting back to the Kings, man, I know they had to be sick to their stomach watching that.
Yeah, I mean, they, it's the fact that the Pelicans just didn't show up, right? It's the fact that it was a 44-point blowout. And again, the Kings have beaten the Lakers twice already this year. You got to feel like you probably would have given that a better battle than what we saw last night. It's tough. And I do wonder, though, like, how the Kings would have done in that situation, because we saw last night, and we'll talk about it more, but we saw, like, LeBron go deep into his bag there. That was like a 2020, 2018 LeBron performance there. We haven't seen that against this Kings team. It would have been interesting to see how they deal with that logo LeBron, that sequence, and just LeBron really asserting his dominance over a Pelicans team that the Kings got physically dominated by. So it would have been interesting to see how they handled that, but I still think that the Kings would have put together a better performance, which is easy to say when the team gets beat by 40.
Yeah, we've seen the Kings give up a 40-burger, but not to the Lakers.
Not to the Lakers.
Not to the Lakers. You know, if I'm not mistaken, though, when we were together watching the Laker game when it was in L.A., if I'm not mistaken, LeBron went off in that half.
He had a triple-double in that game. He had a 28-point triple-double by the end of that game. The Kings struggled to guard LeBron in that game. I don't think that would have changed any more yesterday if they would have been in that game.
But my point is, we would have seen, okay, primetime game, LeBron first half, he is going to get after it.
Yeah.
You know that. That's what he does, especially in this situation, and he's treating it like it's his March Madness. Have you heard him talk about that?
He was like, well, you know, some trainer walked up to me and said, you ain't never done Final Four before.
No, his trainer, not some trainer. He's got random trainers, actually.
He definitely.
And they just come up to him and talk to him.
And he's and I
saw people say,
that's kind of cool. I don't know. I like that. So, yeah, this is kind of like my Final Four.
Yeah, this is his
my
Final
March
Four.
Madness.
This is his moment. But we've seen the Kings deal with a charged up LeBron before. Maybe not like that.
Yeah, that was different. Because that's, again, that's playoff LeBron that we saw last night.
But
that's a different level.
Yeah, but he didn't even get a triple-double or anything because the Pelicans just laid down.
The game was over.
They
just
laid
down.
30
points in 23 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even really exert that much effort. Like, they didn't even need Anthony Davis last night. So, yeah, I don't know. It's really tough to not watch that game and just think Sabonis would have dominated AD and Fox. They wouldn't have had an answer for Fox, and I don't know.
And now we'll never know.
And it could have been the Pacers-Kings final.
And this is what we've been talking about as it pertains to the Kings and the Pelicans and these quote-unquote bad matchups, right? So did the Pelicans just have a really off game and they just didn't have it in the tank? Or did we oversell them? Because we do this, we're doing the show, and the day after it happens, all of a sudden we're getting calls. People are throwing the Pelicans into a group to where, oh, yeah, that's a top four team.
Yeah.
And we said on these airwaves, I haven't seen the Pelicans do this consistently.
No.
And they were – normally it's about injury. They weren't injured last game.
No.
I don't know if they were injured from what they were doing in Vegas.
Right.
But they weren't on the injured list. There were no injuries. So we do this and we watch the Pelicans play. And I had the Lakers winning simply because – I haven't seen the Pelicans go on a run and do this consistently. And they haven't been on a big stage like this. And Zion might as well have not rolled out of bed. I mean, we talked about okay, why the Kings aren't able to lay off of Zion because you do not have that big body. LeBron treated Zion like Draymond. We got to get to a break.
Real quick, yeah. Just to throw this in. The Pelicans, to build on your point of we haven't seen the Pelicans do this for a long stretch of time. You know what the Pelicans look like at this exact point last year? December 8th, 2022. They were the number one seed in the Western Conference.
See?
You know where they finished? Not in the number one seed.
Not in the number
Pretty
one.
Pretty sure it was at the 10 seed.
You want to crown them, then crown them. We'll be right back. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
These days, having versatile clothing you can wear anywhere is a must. That's why American Giant makes all sorts of versatile any-weather staples. Hoodies, jackets, and more. Whether you're buying a gift or stocking your closet, you'll find just what you need. And it's all made right here in the USA. Find your new wardrobe staples at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your order when you use code ANYSTYLE24 at checkout. That's 20% off at American-Giant.com, promo code ANYSTYLE24.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Sactown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sactown Sports and subscribe.
Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Talking in-season tournament on this Friday. It's a payday Friday for you. Congrats. Enjoy yourself. Treat yourself. If it's not, hey, I'm your accountant. Take care of business, all right? Just like this is what Harrison Barnes would say. Wear a suit.
Yep.
Don't spend too much. Only the essentials. Okay, you don't need – do you need that luxury car? Do you need a car that gets you from point A to point B?
Right.
What kind of car do you think Harrison Barnes drives?
It's got to be something nice. There's no way it's like a Toyota Camry.
I was literally going to say Toyota Camry.
It's got to be a Lexus. And I would guess
still a Toyota.
Lexus is nice Toyota.
A dark gray Lexus is what I would
Tinted
imagine.
Windows?
But not too dark.
Yeah. Legal.
Not too legal.
It's legal. Yes.
Legally tinted.
He's straddling the line. He wants to run for office one day.
Right.
So
that's right.
He can't be doing stuff like that.
Right.
Probably could.
Exactly. Don't want that on your record.
Probably could. That's what the rumors are that I'm starting right now.
I'd believe it. Mm-hmm. I would definitely believe it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the look.
He's got the speech for it. He's extremely well spoken.
Got the composure. Mm-hmm.
Chris, sure. You think he's the most well spoken king you've ever had to cover?
I think he's the most political sounding guy that I think we've ever covered. Like, he's just very measured. Everything that he says, he's very
calculated.
Calculated is interesting, but it's
calculated usually sounds kind of evil. But
it does.
There's nothing.
He's trying to hide something.
People say calculated a lot for LeBron.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
I think he's just a really, really smart guy, and I think it just very much comes off in everything he does. Like, he's just very confident in himself, and I think he's just an overall great guy. Honestly, I think that's just kind of what he – I think he's just really well-rounded.
Now, if you talk about him on the court, Chris might have something else to say.
I always say his biggest problem is he can do everything. Like, he can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. It's a feel-good Friday, so I'm feeling good about Harrison Barnes. We'll see if he's my dog, but we can talk about that at 1:30. Did want to get into the Zion piece of this because there is an article out right now from NOLA.com, and it is by Christian Clark. Now, you have Clutch Point saying, that Zion Williamson reportedly doesn't listen to the Pelicans, where they have repeatedly told him that his diet and conditioning need to improve. From what I've seen from the article, I have not seen that literally, so I'm not going to strike that from the record. But what I do have here in the article is this was the first summer where we've seen Zion take his profession seriously like that and invest in it off the court on his own in a way that I think is meaningful. That was the Pelicans front office coaching staff talking about that. Then he goes on to say Christian Clark goes on to write, but at the start of the season, it was clear Williamson was carrying too much weight. Most distressingly, he has not played himself into better shape. Even though the regular season is more than one quarter of the way over, if anything, Williamson's conditioning has regressed.
It's not great. That's definitely not great from a guy who's, you know, still young in his life. And that's the thing is, like, you know, when you're young, they always tell you, like, what, your metabolism slows down as you get older. Once you hit 30, it pretty much is frozen. Like, that's the biggest concern is this guy is still a young guy who's probably starting to slow down his metabolism, but like it's if his eating patterns or whatever, his conditioning pattern, I won't even talk about, you know, I'm not going to assume anything about how he lives his life, but if his conditioning patterns don't get better, that's the fear. Is it's passable now. You're clearly an otherworldly outer space athlete that's allowing you to still function when you probably shouldn't be able to function at this level, but once you hit 28, 30, whether it be your bounce just not being there or the injuries really start to pile up and not just, you know, nicks and knacks here and there. I'm talking like just too much weight on your bones and you start injuries. You start messing hips up your knees and all that stuff. Like just because you carry too much weight, that's the fear. And that's where I don't know if it's going to get better. If it's only getting worse, it almost seems like, and if they're saying it's getting worse as the season's going on, that feels like you're just kind of, you almost need a rock bottom moment to kind of sober him up to try and turn him the other way. Like that's sadly how a lot of these things end up going when it seems like it's the train is already rolling down the hill. Sometimes it's got to completely go off the rails before it gets better, you know?
Yeah, and Shaq was using a lot of comparisons last night.
Charles Barkley, it was the story of his career too.
Right. Both of them really were comparing themselves to Zion. And I don't know if I'm underselling Zion, but when I look at Shaq, I know Zion can jump out the gym, but there's a difference between, what does Zion go?
6'7"? On a good day, is what he lists himself as.
So there's a difference between Zion and Shaq.
How they can do things.
I appreciate Shaq comparing himself to Zion, but to me, I mean, we saw, if Zion was in any, why aren't we talking about Zion's skill set?
Right.
If Zion was in any better shape last night, does that actually help the way LeBron was defending him?
It might. I mean, it might make him a little faster.
He's got no right hand.
Yeah. I mean, I think, well, that's also a whole Zion problem as well. It feels like he hasn't developed as a player, really.
He can't shoot.
He's ridiculous. He's good at what he's good at.
Yeah.
But again, a lot of his game is so highly predicated on his ridiculous athleticism. The fact that he does have his body and his strength, but you top that with athleticism, it's a tough combo to stop. But yeah, I mean, he doesn't really dribble the ball. He still can't shoot. His skill set really hasn't developed. He's relying a lot just on his natural ability. And as he gets older, again, and as he loses his athleticism, his game is probably going to suffer a lot because of it. Like, I don't know what Zion is if he's a 6'7", you know, big body who isn't jumping out the gym anymore.
He is a more athletic Julius Randle. That's what he is.
I think Julius Randle's more skilled.
Athletic, but I would say less skilled.
Yeah.
Right? Julius Randle, both left-handed. Julius Randle can shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
Right? They're both in that tweener stage. Obviously, Zion's more athletic, but Julius Randle has a skill set.
Yeah.
Zion
and
has a left-handed,
way better shape. Yeah.
Zion has a left-handed layup.
Yeah.
Right now. So you it's all connected. Your conditioning is off, so you keep getting injured, so you're not improving,
right.
So you're getting on the court, you're just kind of shooting from the hip.
Well, now his team is suffering for it too, because now it looks like, you know, now you, if I were a Pelicans fan, my thought process all the time would be, what would we look like if we traded Zion? Like, what could we get if we traded Zion? Because I kind of like the pieces that are there already. A CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram, Jonas Valanciunas base with Trey Murphy, and you got Jordan Hawkins, you got Jose Alvarado, you got Najee Marshall.
Call the Knicks. Call the Knicks.
You're solid. Like, yeah, what can you get for Zion is something I would think about all the time.
I mean, speaking of it, we got to get to a break. If Zion wants to be, we hear all the rumors, right? You want to, if the Knicks want to make this super team and get Donovan Mitchell and Zion, if I'm the Pelicans, I'd take Julius Randle. Yeah. I would take Julius Randle.
Yeah. Or RJ Barrett. Take his Duke teammate.
Or RJ Barrett. Take them both. Yeah. take them all. Stiles and Watkins got to get to a break. When we get back, are we not appreciating LeBron's greatness? What kind of question is that? Stiles and Watkins, Sackdown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.